Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Well, we welcome you into the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning. Talk of Emporia being brought to you, as always, in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success. And call Bobby D's today. And Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever before. That is Newman Regional Health. Well, Tegan Trahoon on the Talk of Emporia. You hear this, kind of dreary Tuesday morning, and a lot of storm activity going on here throughout the overnight into the early morning hours. Of course, we'll have more on that in our 12 o'clock block of news and information with Chuck Samples a little later here today. But today on the Talk of Emporia, we are going to the theater. Yes, we are into the theater. Thank you. We're going into the theater season, and we have a jam-packed room here today on the Talk of Emporia as Emporia High School has the upcoming production of Piece of My Heart coming up very soon, and we're very happy to be joined by several members of the cast, and of course, the one and only Amanda Ballard, director of theater at Emporia High, and first and foremost, director, good to see you.
Good morning.
Good to have you on here, as always.
Thank you.
Let's talk about A Piece of My Heart here very briefly. First of all, when, where, and how much?
This Friday and Saturday, Piece of My Heart by Shirley LaRoe features six women and their experience serving our nation in Vietnam. So it's this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and then veterans get two free tickets to the show. So hopefully we will have, I've had lots of interest, lots of calls, lots of phone messages, trying to get information, so hopefully we can pack the house and have a good showing. So
tell us about A Piece of My Heart. What exactly, you kind of gave a brief synopsis there about these six women, but really, what is the overall theme of this story?
Hope. The kids are going to make fun of me because I cry every time I talk about it, but...
you cry?
I know. Whoa. I know. I cry every day in rehearsal, but these six women, their stories features around... before they leave for Vietnam, their experience during Vietnam, and then what they experienced when they got home from Vietnam. So it's a historical look maybe on what many of our veterans might have faced. The women are hopeful. A lot of them volunteer for Vietnam. But then when they get there, they realize that it's not their Florence Nightingale dream to serve. And so when they get home, they come home with a lot of concerns, a lot of baggage, a lot of experiences that they didn't realize that they were going to have. And so we start the show with hope and we end with hope. So maybe not so much in the middle. It's a little heavy. Posters say that this show is parental discretion advice for 12 and under. My littles come and watch. My littles are 9 and 10, and they watch, but they're theater kids. So
yes.
They understand. They understand that it's fake. But it's just a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story of six women. There are nurses. There's a Red Cross volunteer. There's also a USO performer and her experience in Vietnam. So it kind of runs the gamut of women and how they served our nation during that tumultuous time.
You know, I think whenever we talk women in Vietnam or women in wartime, we are focusing primarily on nurses and things like that. Mm-hmm. This really gives more of a perspective from different areas and people that played a role in it, maybe in the roles you don't typically think about.
Yes, and I think it's important that this show highlights maybe the untold story of Vietnam and the impact that the women had to support the fighting forces that were over in country. So we have a intelligence officer that is one of our women, and how she called the Tet Offensive. She tried to get people to listen to her, and hey, this is going to happen, and nobody would listen, and then Tet happened. So it's a historical look on how women, you know, there was no official list that was ever kept on how many women served in Vietnam. And so this kind of pays tribute not only to all veterans, but especially to the women.
Well, and it seems very timely, too, considering we just had the Wall That Heals that came through Emporia recently. We've had more conversations on the importance of honoring Vietnam veterans who were not honored or respected
Correct.
When they came home. Really, I got to give you, you know, kind of the chef's kiss on the planning of this. That's fantastic because, really, you couldn't have picked a better time, in my opinion.
Well, I have a wonderful friend. His name is Frank Lowry, and I will sing his praises till the ends of the earth, but he has helped us with this show. He has come out and talked to our kids. He has provided us costumes, uniforms, BDUs, boots, everything that you can think of. He has helped me, and so it was a wonderful timing. I can't take credit for that. It just kind of happened.
Sure.
But we volunteered at the Wall That Heals and handed out flyers and thank yous. So the women and our officers, theater officers, went and volunteered there, and it was beautiful. So I was thankful that they allowed us to do that and kind of get the word out. But it is good timing at just how the universe lined up. So
I hope that your cast understands just how lucky they are to have gotten that guidance from Mr. Lowry. We've gotten to work with him quite a lot, and just an incredible human being.
He is. He's amazing. And I think it really put into perspective the moral obligation that we have to these veterans to get it right. And these young women sitting in here, I'm going to cry. These young women in here we have put this show together in 4 weeks. Lexi Eubanks came to me the other day and said to me, I have 176 times that I talk in this show. And these young women put this together along with our ensemble in 4 weeks. And it is beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. And they have really embraced their role and their obligation to get it right.
I love that. Well, we can talk a little bit more about some of the particulars when it comes to seeing the show a little later here in the program, but I think it's time. Let's go ahead and get to these wonderful young ladies who will be on the stage. We're going to go kind of around the table and talk with each one of them individually. Starting over here to my left, would you please introduce yourself to everyone out there, starting with your name and your year and who you're playing in the show?
My name is Viviana Baldwin. I'm a freshman, and I'm playing Sissy in A Piece of My Heart.
So first and foremost, congratulations on getting a role like this as a freshman. That is not done easily. So big congrats to you on that. What made you decide you wanted to be involved with theater?
My sister's been in theater for as long as I can remember, and I come from a very theatrical family and musical family. So it's always been one of my dreams to kind of follow in her footsteps and create my own name for myself at the high school.
So how old were you when you got involved in theater? Can you remember?
I think my first show was in fifth grade, so I was around 9-ish, or maybe 10.
Very good. What do you like about it so much?
I think it just comes so naturally to be able to play another character on a stage. And, I mean, I love being up there. I love the friends and how inclusive everybody is, and it's just such a great community as well. Mm. So
tell us about Sissy, the character you're portraying here in A Piece of My Heart. What is Sissy's, I guess, position? What is her personality like?
She is fairly young when she decides she's going to go into Vietnam, and her whole deal is that she just wants to help people. She doesn't really understand what she's signing up for. And that becomes really apparent, but she knows she wants to help. Mm. And I think it's a really great message because not a lot of people knew what they were going into.
So if I'm understanding, she's kind of has an idea of what she's going into and it doesn't line up. So kind of her, traversing that.
Right.
I like that. Very good. What has been the hardest thing about being in this show or playing this particular character for you?
Definitely trying to put emotion behind what I'm portraying. Mm. I don't come from a very military family. I haven't been around it that much. Mm. So it took a lot of work and time to be able to feel what Sissy is feeling.
Very good. Well, we're glad to have you in here with us, Viviana, and we wish you nothing but the best here as you portray Sissy in the upcoming show.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to keep rolling right along here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
If you want to introduce yourself to everyone.
I'm Amelia Lowry. I am a junior at Emporia High School, and I am playing Martha.
Fantastic. And how long have you been involved with theater?
I've kind of been off and on. So, like, my first show was in eighth grade, and then I did another. I was in a small part my freshman year in a show, and then this is my first show coming back.
Okay, fantastic. So what kind of led to the slight layoff and the desire to come back?
I'm very involved in a lot of things, specifically sports, and so that overlaps a lot. Mm-hmm. And my biggest thing was, like, running, and I always followed in my brother's footsteps with that. I did, like, everything he did. But he graduated last year, and so this year I've kind of been, like, going my own way and finding my own interests.
Do you find that that desire to kind of go off on your own path lines up with the character that you're playing here in Martha?
A little, maybe. She's kind of following in her mom's footsteps because mm-hmm. her mom was a Navy nurse in World War II. Mm-hmm. And so Martha goes to volunteer in Vietnam to be a nurse as well. So it's, but then when she gets back, she does kind of like find her own thing. Mm-hmm. So it could, yeah, it kind of aligns.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
I like that. What made you decide that this was a show that you wanted to be a part of? Did you know anything about it going into it?
I did a little. Frank is my grandpa, so.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, as soon as she said Lowry, I was like, there's got to be a connection somewhere.
Yeah, he's my grandpa, which originally I didn't even know that he was involved in this either until like our first theater meeting. Hmm. That's when I first knew. And so that just made me want to join even more, especially knowing, like, for one, I would get to work with him more, and then also, like, getting to do something that he relates to and that I can relate to him with, mm-hmm. And just get to, like, I can't think of the word, but...
Spend some more time with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the nice little surprise when you show up to a theater meeting and one of your family members is standing there.
Well, I mentioned Frank at the first meeting that he would be working with us, and so Amelia's like, oh my goodness, you know, so...
I've met him once or twice, yeah. good guy, yeah. Fantastic. Well, Amelia, we wish you nothing but the best of luck this upcoming weekend, and can't wait to see you portray Martha.
Thank you.
And moving right along here, we have another wonderful... talented individual ready to talk with us here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves to the folks.
Yeah, I'm Lexi Eubanks. I'm a senior, and I play Leanne.
Woo, almost done. There you go. Very, all right.
One stretch.
So, Lexi, how long have you been involved with theater?
I think I started around my sixth grade year, and then COVID happened, so.
Ah.
Yeah. Yes. Take a little short break there, but I got a lot more involved mm-hmm. my freshman year because my sister did theater, and... she always talked very highly of it. I was like, hey, I'll try this.
Yeah, yeah, it's worth dipping your toes into the pool. Absolutely. What have you enjoyed about it so far?
I just love everybody in the department. It's so much fun to be around everyone, and it's an awesome community. Also, being a part of all the shows, it's so much fun mm-hmm. being in the shows, and then I also do a lot backstage.
Mm-hmm. Up to this point, what's been your favorite experience so far?
That's a hard one. We've done... so many awesome shows. I think Legally Blonde was my favorite.
That was fantastic.
Awesome set, amazing actors, and being backstage for it and seeing everybody pulled together was really awesome.
Well, I will say my wife and I came to that show, and we had an absolute blast. It was fantastic from start to finish. So big ups to all of you there that were involved with that. So tell us a little bit about your character here. Again, who are you portraying?
Yeah, Leanne is a New Yorker, and she is a hippie. So
that lines up, yeah.
She's very fun. She's kind of sarcastic. She has a little bit of an attitude to her, which I can relate to, I'll say. Yeah, yeah, just a little bit.
It's all coming out here on the Talk of Emporia. Yeah. So, okay, I have to ask the hard question. Do you have to do the New York accent?
No.
Oh.
No, we didn't. She's Italian, and she talks about having some prejudice when she lived in New York City. So she is kind of removed from that now. So we didn't upplay that. It's just one line in the story, so not really.
I like that
major piece. So.
There's some subtext to that.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. So you mentioned she's a hippie.
Yes.
I guess, what is her level of involvement with the conflict in Vietnam at this point in the story?
Yeah, well, within my first line, she states that she is anti-war. She is mm-hmm. going into this purely just thinking that she is going to be helping the soldiers, and she thinks she's going to Hawaii to help fix and help the soldiers, and then it's not happen. It's not reality.
Kind of the rug gets pulled out from under her.
Yeah.
I think kind of like Amelia was talking about with Martha, Viviana was talking about with mm-hmm. Sissy. She has an idea of mm-hmm. what she's walking into, but it turns out not to be what she expected.
Yeah.
What's been the most difficult part of this show for you?
I would definitely say the fact that the six of us, as soon as we start Act One, we are on stage the entire time till intermission, then back on stage, and again on stage the entire time the second act. That's definitely a challenge to stay in character that entire time, but we've really worked on that, and I think we've all gone to a place where we're able to do that.
Mrs. Ballard, just a quick reminder: how long is this show?
It's about 2 hours. It's heavy. I mean, these young women stay on stage the entire time. When in a lot of other shows, people get to leave or exit, take a break backstage, whatever. But Act One runs about an hour and
oh, no big deal. It's fine.
an hour and about 6 or 7 minutes. Oh, and then Act Two is about 45 minutes.
Wow.
And they are on stage the entire time. So it's, they got to stay
intense,
in it. Yeah. They got to stay in it.
Yeah.
So.
We were talking off air. We've done a show like that before in the past. And it is incredibly difficult to, you think you're acting, you think that you're doing something, and then, you know, you go back and think about it, and it's like, oh, I might have just been sitting there and not doing it. I mean, it's hard to find something to do when you're not doing anything.
Well, we talk a lot about how 99% of acting is what, ladies?
Reacting.
And so they have to react the whole entire time they are on stage. They respond, they react, they listen, they have to be in it the whole time, and in it, that's a long time. That's a long time to hold that. So
that call and respond sent me all the way back to 2008. I'm glad to see she does that with you guys too. So that made me feel like I was a freshman again in high school. I was like, oh my god, she still does it.
Yep. It still holds true. So.
And it works, yes, absolutely. Definitely, I think you've got the right cast here so far. They definitely seem like they're very much into it and have really enjoyed the experience thus far. So want to say thank you again, Lexi. Congrats on your success, and we can't wait to see what you do this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. That's Lexi Eubanks, one of the cast members of A Piece of My Heart. We've also spoken with Amelia Lowry and Viviana Baldwin. I am saying that correct, am I?
It's Viviana.
You can leave. Viviana, I apologize. I took a 50-50 chance on that one. Viviana Baldwin, Viviana playing Sissy, Amelia playing Martha, Lexi playing Leanne. Still have three more cast members that we're going to speak with here before all is said and done on the Talk of Emporia. But first, we'll go ahead and take our first break here. We'll be back shortly. Again, Talk of Emporia, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
Newman Regional Health is proud to welcome Dr. Dylan Landry, General Surgeon to Emporia, Kansas. With years of experience and a strong commitment to patient care, Dr. Landry brings outstanding surgical expertise to our community. Whether you're in need of routine procedures or specialized care, you're in expert hands right here close to home. If you or a loved one may benefit from surgical care, talk to your primary care provider about a referral today. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News with local news headlines today, brought to you by the City of Emporia. More information about city matters is online at emporiaks.gov. Testimony ongoing here this morning as Emporian Devon Mitchell seeks to overturn his felony murder conviction in the 2021 traffic death of fellow Emporian Steve Henry. Mitchell convicted in 2022. He had a previous appeal denied by the Kansas Supreme Court, and trial here in this particular case could end tomorrow. We'll have updates here for you on KVOE and KVOE.com. Emporia Fire Marshal Stephen Beamer is impressed with the response to the department's fire and carbon monoxide alarm giveaway program as announced last week. Beamer says it's actually an effort originating through the Office of Kansas State Fire Marshal. Headlines today are brought to you by the City of Emporia. More information online about city matters at emporiaks.gov. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia.
Your questions are welcome.
Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning, Tegan Trehoun with a full house here today in the KVOA studios. We're joined by cast members of A Piece of My Heart, the upcoming Emporia High School Theater production happening this Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the high school. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and two free tickets are offered to all veterans. It is a very hopeful story discussing the experiences of several women throughout the Vietnam conflict, and again, comes at a very, I think, timely time. I just trapped myself in that. But it comes at a very important time. You know, of course, we were talking about the Wall That Heals that came through Emporia just recently. The emphasis on honoring Vietnam veterans, it's really been at the forefront of conversations in recent years. And of course, Veterans Day, just a little less than 2 months away.
Yes.
Here in the founding city of Veterans Day. So really, speaking with Director Amanda Ballard here, really good on you. I mean, I know you'd said that this wasn't necessarily planned this way, but sometimes, you know, you don't need to map it out for it to be a great, great, great venture. So
yes, a universe just kind of aligned for us, so we were glad to do it.
Well, we were speaking with cast members here. We still have three to go that we want to make sure we introduce to you, but I want to say thank you again. Speaking earlier with Lexi Eubanks, who plays Leanne, Amelia Lowry, who plays Martha, and Viviana Baldwin, who plays Sissy. I was told I said it wrong on two occasions, so my apologies, Viviana. That's never going away. but we do appreciate all of you. And now we would like to welcome in our fourth cast member that is joining us here today. The last name you're definitely going to know because, well, she's no stranger to the performing arts. Her family has been on our airwaves many times. I think this might be her first time that we've had her on, at least in studio. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and make the introduction. We have Emma Claire Turner joining us here. Of course, Orion Turner, Alaska Turner. We've had many of the Turners in here. And, well, Emma Claire, first and foremost, welcome. What year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. And I would ask how long you've been involved in theater, but I'm pretty sure before you were even born, right?
Yeah.
So talk about, you know, obviously your family has a long and proud history there on stage at Emporia High and really in the community. How does it feel to get to be the next person up here for your family, getting to represent the Turner legacy of theater?
It's awesome. I just have to beat them.
I would laugh harder, but I've heard your brother make that same comment a few times.
Yeah.
It's not performing. It's competition in the Turner House. But Emma Claire, what is it about theater for you that you really enjoy and keeps you coming back to the stage?
Well, since I've done it so long, I just love to see myself grow in like all the areas. And like I feel like in high school, Miss Ballard has done a really, really good job of directing us and helping us actually understand the lines, understand the show, and like direct us in the way of just acting and not just like blocking.
Yeah. Well, and that is something that can happen sometimes, is they're more concerned about standing where you need to stand and saying what you need to say. They don't really get into the intricacies, and I will also agree with you, Ms. Ballard is very good about helping you dig deeper into the characters, having spoken from experience and trauma. I mean, kidding. Okay. But Emma Claire, when it comes to this particular show, you know, first of all, tell us about who you're portraying and maybe if you find yourself lining up or if it's a complete departure from what you normally portray.
Yeah, so my character is Mary Jo Kincaid. She's from Beaumont, Texas. She...
Oh, we won't do the New York accent, but we'll break out the Texas.
Yeah, yeah. She's a USO performer, and she's a part of the Sugar Candies All-Girl Band, and I think that kind of aligns with me. I love to sing, I love to dance, I love to perform, but it kind of goes through how she wasn't as, like, respected in the war because she wasn't, you know, a nurse or a soldier, and kind of goes through, like, how she was just kind of different from everyone, so yeah.
You mentioned not respected during the war. Now, she's a USO performer, so clearly she's not enlisted, as I understand. So when you say not respected, do you mean by the other characters or just by military service personnel?
Yeah, just like soldiers and military service personnel.
Mm. And, of course, this goes back to a time where you know, this was something I wanted to bring up anyway. Women's rights wasn't exactly at the forefront of people's minds at that time. Do you feel as though this character, without giving anything away, you know, does this character experience anything that would be in today's society questionable or outright
disrespectful?
Disrespectful, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm, understood. What has that been like for you, kind of having to step into those kinds of shoes and go back in time to a time where, you know, that was commonplace?
It makes me very, like, grateful, because back then, you know, since they didn't respect women, they went through all these things without it being heard. And now it makes me so grateful because we have so much more, you know, women's rights. And yeah.
Mm. Definitely gives you, as you said, an appreciation for how far we've come today.
Definitely.
Appreciate that. I think my last question for you is, what has been the most rewarding part of this whole experience so far? There's just so many.
Yeah. I think I've gotten really close with a lot of the people in the cast, because there's only like six of us that are on stage the whole time. We've kind of bonded, and I don't know. I've made a lot of friends.
I feel like that's not a problem in the Turner household, but I've always said I don't think any of you have ever met a stranger, but that's good to hear.
Right.
And, you know, Ms. Ballard, I think, you know, each one of them keeps saying the tight-knit, you know, relationships they clearly have with one another in the theater department. That has to not only be great as a teacher, because, mm-hmm. of course, you want to see them making friendships, not having rifts or anything like that, but that's got to be great as you go forward into the theater season, because that chemistry is critical.
We have a great group of students that are our theater officers, and so I came to them this summer when we were putting things together, and I said, I want a theme. I want a theme for this year. And so we kind of came up with, together, a theme of company. It's not cast and crew. We're the company of Emporia High School. And so everybody has talents and skills that they bring to the table, and all of them are a piece of the puzzle, and we need all of them in order to make a show happen. So we've really tried to push this year the company feel and being working together as a group.
Absolutely. Well, Emma Claire, we appreciate you coming in here, and we wish you nothing but the best going forward.
Thank you.
I also need to apologize, because I mentioned, of course, Orion. I mentioned your mother, Alaska. I need to also say Tabella.
Yeah.
We've had her on as well. I didn't want her to feel left out. So we've got the Turner legacy complete here in the studio.
Also, you can listen to my brother's album on Spotify.
Yeah, girl.
Orion Turner.
I'm texting him right now to say, like, man, you got a great publicist.
Yeah. Orion Turner on Spotify. He has an album released, and I am featured on one of the songs.
Yes, that is right. We did a Feel Good Friday on that, where we talked about that. So that's pretty exciting stuff, and I hope that continues to go well. We're going to go ahead and turn our attention now to the opposite side of the table, only because we couldn't fit everybody on one side. We didn't shun anybody, I promise. But off to my right side now, if you'd like to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you're portraying.
Hi, my name is Annalie Hubner. I am a senior this year at Emporia High, and I play Steel.
Very good. What is it about this show that made you want to be involved?
Well, I've done theater since I was in kindergarten. I've done almost every show that the high school has offered. I love being on stage. I love whisking, like, the audience away to a different world. I like seeing their faces in the crowd when we just pull off a huge number or there's something really intense going on stage. I love the reactions. It just kind of fuels us as actors. And so, yeah, I was specifically interested in this show because I have, like, a love and an interest for the 60s and the 70s, mm-hmm. but kind of, exploring the more intense, darker side of that decade and, you know, like, the depth of the war was really interesting and compelling, I think.
Are you kind of like me, one of those people you like to peek out the curtain just to see the seats filling up as the show's getting ready?
No, Miss Ballard, I do not do that. Sometimes,
yeah. Oh, neither did I. Oh, wait, what am I saying? I'm not in your classroom anymore. I did it all the time.
Nice. Yes. No, I love to see people come in. I love to see the pride that people have after the show for the kids and how hard they worked. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Steel. I mean, that sounds like a pretty tough name and a pretty tough character. Is that a misdirect, or is the character as tough as the name implies?
She is. She is an intelligence officer. Ah. By the end of the play, she has been serving for 30 years in the military and faced a lot of hard things while being in there. I think one of the hardest things for my character and also just portraying her is how tough she is on the other characters, because they're nurses and she is like kind of a commanding officer. She's in charge and has to keep them in line. And it's tough experiencing hard things on the war, but still remaining strong for like keeping the other girls in line to just make sure everyone's on their A game. It's hard on her as a character, I think.
So, doing my math here, Ms. Ballard, where at in the Vietnam conflict, you mentioned, you know, we kind of do the before, the after, or the before, the during, and the after, but with Steel, she mentioned that she's been in for 30 years, so that'd be between the 50s and 70s.
She actually she volunteers, but she's family military. Wow. She's been in the military. She served in other capacities before she turns around and then decides to volunteer for Vietnam. So all of these women portraying together, but at the same time, they all, maybe one of has been in for 3 years, one has been in for 1 year, one has performed for 1 year, that sort of thing. So it kind of differs between characters how long they have served and been in the conflict. Mm-hmm. But Steele's character is lifetime military.
So the reason I bring that up is 1975 would have been the end of the conflict.
1955, I think, is when it began.
Yes.
1975, I think, is around the time that it ended. Yes.
And so thinking about that, if she'd been in for about 30 years, you go back, you know, to the 20s and the 30s and things like that. So you mentioned that Steele is a tough character. I would imagine that she had to be, considering some of the times, periods that she went through. You know, we talked with Emma Claire about her character's experiences and things like that. I guess a question that I have there, Anna, is when it comes to using that to portray this character, how did you go about kind of building that steely exterior, for lack of a better term, through her possible past? I mean, did you do a lot of thinking or research on that, or are you kind of just letting it happen naturally?
Yeah, well, when the play begins, she's been in the military for 18 years. So she has a lot more experience than some of the other characters. They're just kind of like joining. But I think for a character choice I made for her was that she'd been in the military, but going to Vietnam was kind of different. She has some lines that are talking about how it's unlike any other place on Earth. It kind of formed a friendship and a community between soldiers and nurses and, you know, all the roles that we fulfilled. But also, it was an extremely hard experience for everyone that served there. And so she kind of talks about how even though she'd been in the military, it was different. And, like, all kinds of different things, like, different elements that played into that, like, diseases that were a result of the war and, like, traumatic experiences happening there affect them afterwards. So even though she served before and after Vietnam, Vietnam kind of stuck out as a highlight and something that just really impacted her and changed her.
What has been the most difficult part about portraying this particular character?
I think her being such a tough, strong character has been hard, but also just knowing the emotional depth of it, like knowing that we're portraying maybe not one specific person, but real people served in Vietnam, real people were doing the things that we're acting on stage, knowing that we have, like Ballard said, a moral obligation. We have to kind of just bring all that we have, because other people have done this, and we have an obligation to do our best and to portray that as well as we can. So kind of knowing that it's important and there's an obligation, but also just like exploring, I think it kind of like shaped my view of the military and of Vietnam and of that that time, I guess.
Understood. Well, we wish you nothing but the very best here going forward, and we appreciate your time, and we can't wait to see Steel on stage.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're going to wind things out here with our final cast member joining us here on the Talk of Emporia. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and who you're portraying.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Wellman. I am a junior, and I play Whitney in the show.
Fantastic. So, Kaylee, what's got you into theater, and how long have you been involved?
I started doing dance when I was 3, and then my mom showed me this wonderful musical called Newsies, and that immediately hit it off.
I love these kids! Yes! I love that musical. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Has been maybe your favorite memory thus far from being involved with theater, whether it's at the high school or anything in between?
There's so many. Probably towards the end of last year, we were going to perform at the Jester Awards for Legally Blonde, and just working on that, it was so fun. We all had a blast with it, like relearning the dance and just having fun. That whole trip, that whole day was just a great time.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about Whitney. You know, what is she like, and has she been a character that's relatable to you or somebody you've had to kind of really delve into and try to understand a little bit more?
Whitney comes from like a very prim and proper family, and they're not very for her joining, like volunteering at first. She goes into the Red Cross. I have a family that's very strong with military. I have a lot of relatives who have gone in, so that's a little different. She goes in and she experiences a lot of trouble with relationships, and her main character represents all the different struggles of the Red Cross women, how they were very involved in every different thing, and how they didn't get respect when they got back, and how you can struggle with relationships, anyone from the veterans.
And when you say the relationships, are you talking personal, professional, romantic, just all around?
All of them. She's like family struggles, romantic relationships, how hard that can be coming back from such a crazy thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I go back to what a lot of you have said about the tight-knitness of this group. Has that been difficult, having to deal with relationship issues when it seems like you all have a pretty strong relationship?
Yeah. There are a couple scenes where I get yelled at by other actors who play the extras, and they're so nice off stage. It's a little...
Sometimes it's that thing of somebody does their job too well, and you have to go talk to them afterwards and be like, hey, are we good? Or is everything okay? Like, that one felt a little personal.
Yeah.
How do you navigate that, you know, off stage? I know, I've been in that position before where you have to have a very intense scene with somebody, and you're maybe a little afraid of how they might go about it. They're a little afraid about how to go about it because you're friends. How do you kind of navigate that? Or do you? Do you just kind of let it happen on stage when it happens?
It's just kind of the thought, I'm not playing myself. This happened to real women, and so I'm portraying that. So when I'm on stage in that mindset, I'm not really me anymore. It's my job to tell this story.
Mm-hmm. It's not personal, it's business.
Yes.
Absolutely. What's been the best part about this show from your experience so far?
Just the relationships and stuff with everyone here. We had a really long rehearsal yesterday, and we all just made each other laugh the whole time.
Seems a little counterproductive to this type of show.
And these young women, after every rehearsal, and we have some wonderful young women, or a couple young women that are playing extras and some young men, and we have to shake it out at the end of every rehearsal. I mean, it's so intense, and they are in it all the time. And these young people were at school yesterday from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock last night. Mm-hmm. We were teching the show and getting some lighting taken care of, and in it, I'm telling you, if you only come to one Emporia High School production this year, it needs to be this show.
I appreciate that. And, you know, that makes me think, going back to when we did The Diary of Anne Frank many years ago, mm-hmm. Very intense ending.
Yes.
When the family is taken out, and I was one of the Nazis. Germans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was one of the Germans.
Yes.
And I remember we pulled the characters off one by one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you had said it has to look real, and, you know, we kind of talked to each other. I had to carry two people off.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, you know, we get backstage, and everybody is very emotional. And you're having to remind them, it's me, It's me. I'm Tegan. I'm not this, you know.
Yeah.
Have you kind of experienced that when, you know, you talk about going, Whitney, I'm sorry, Kaylee, referring to the actual character, my apologies. But have you experienced that? You know, you talk about those interactions within the cast. I mean, have you had to have those conversations after you're one of these tongue lashings you take on stage?
A little bit. The show kind of forms together, and it's like waves, so we all kind of talk and give each other compliments after a run, so we kind of talk to each other about how things went and just comfort each other after the show.
That's fantastic to hear, and that's very mature, too. I don't think a lot of people understand that at your age, that is something you wouldn't think about. I think a lot of people just think, you know, again, it's business, it's not personal, we're doing a job. That shows a high level of maturity for all of you, and I commend that very much. And, of course, I know that probably comes from your leadership as well. But
well, thank you.
It's
Well, the girls do a great job, and everybody in the show does a great job of we take a minute after rehearsal to give affirmations, to give compliments, to say, wow, you really rocked this tonight. I'm so proud of how far you've come, and to try to get those feelings of heaviness off of us before we leave to go home to do homework at 9 o'clock at night.
So you're the reason they're falling asleep.
No. Yes.
Oh, I don't miss those days. But no, this has been very exciting to get to hear this insight from these wonderful actresses who are going to be on stage this weekend. Of course, Kaylee Wellman just joining us, giving us some insight into Whitney. Kaylee, thank you so much, and we wish you the very best here going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, A Piece of My Heart coming up Friday and Saturday at the Emporia High Auditorium there, 7 o'clock. Both nights, $10 for adults, $5 for youth. Two free tickets offered to local veterans, so make sure you get in there, pack the house, and check out this fantastic show. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some upcoming activities. I know, as always, Ms. Ballard has some big thank yous she wants to give out as well before curtains go up here on A Piece of My Heart, so make sure you stay tuned. More to come here on the Talk of Emporia, which again is being brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Are you or a loved one navigating Medicare options? Join Newman Regional Health for the annual Medicare Town Hall Wednesday, October 8th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Boyer Building in Emporia. Get the information you need to make confident choices about your insurance, as well as expert guidance on Medicare plans, and enjoy refreshments. Register today at newmanrh.org/Medicare or call 620-341-7781. Newman Regional Health, helping you make informed healthcare choices.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During his address at the UN General Assembly, President Trump says America is back, saying border security is at its best and working to stop illegal immigration. He also criticized other countries, including France, for recognizing a Palestinian state, saying the U.S. is siding with Israel to defeat Hamas first and secure the release of all remaining Hamas-held hostages in Gaza, which drew applause.
Instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
The president is holding bilateral meetings this afternoon, including with the UN General Secretary and Ukraine's President Zelensky. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that would have knocked out telecommunications in the New York City area. Investigators say they discovered tens of thousands of co-located and networked cellular devices that could have carried out those attacks. This is ABC News.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line 620-342-5863.
That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning, Tegan Trehune joined in the KVOE studios by cast members of the upcoming production of A Piece of My Heart through Emporia High School Theater. Again, that's coming up this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Emporia High Theater at Emporia High School. We were very happy to be joined by Kaylee Wellman, Anna Lee Huber.
Hubner.
Okay, don't make me put you in the corner with Viviana. Emma Claire Turner, Lexi Eubanks, Amelia Lowry, and again, Viviana Baldwin. The cast members also happy to be joined by theater director Amanda Ballard. And, well, Ms. Ballard, before we close things down here, really, you have assembled a great crew and a great cast here. Very, very excited to see what they're able to do here on stage the next couple of days. But I know that this is not the only thing you guys have coming up. You always have something cooking.
Always.
It's like we rehearsed that. Yeah. What upcoming events can we expect to see at the theater?
Well, in October, we have a theater kids camp on October 11th for first through fifth graders. That could be found on Facebook in order to register. We also have a zombie fun run, 5K fun run, coming up on October 25th at 6 p.m. Deadline to register for that is October 17th. It's going to be at Emporia High School on the track, the trail down in the back. And then, of course, we have our musical. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in November, 13th through the 15th. We're going to have a Cinderella brunch on the 15th for young ladies and young men who would like to come. So we have quite a few things that are going on. So
I love every year with the musicals, you always try to do something like that, like mm-hmm. a brunch, or I think with Legally Tea. Blonde, you did like...
We tried to, didn't have much, but we got it. We want to promote a little bit earlier this year. Brunch tickets will include not only your brunch, but also your ticket to the show. Come dress up, come sit in our carriage, take your pictures. My 10-year-old son has designed Cinderella's carriage for us. Oh. And so we are going to build from his design, so he is so stoked.
I thought you were going to say he was dressed up as Cinderella. No.
He is so excited. He's like, Mom, you're going to build my carriage? I'm like, yes, let's do it. So, along with upcoming events, we have some special people that I really need to shout out to, because I obviously do not do this by myself. And I always say this, but you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And I am surrounded by some phenomenal individuals. Adrian Inglis, out at the high school, he is our technical director. Wow. I could not do this without him. He builds everything. I take him a crude picture and he's like, yeah, I'll build that, you know? So he might get annoyed with me, but God bless his heart. He's awesome. So love to shout out Adrian Inglis. Ashley Hill, she was a student teacher of mine last year. She is from Emporia State. She's rocking it this year. We hired her to assist and do some theater classes and some production classes. And man, she's on it. She's awesome. And then obviously I have to shout out to Claire Cooper. She's one of our students, actually, who has stepped into a big role of our construction crew head and designer for Cinderella. So she is awesome. And then our last person I need to shout out to, I don't know if he'll hear me because he's clear in Wichita, but Bryce Bassett from Wichita is our lighting designer for this show. And I'm telling you, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. So gotta come support these kids.
Fantastic. Excuse me. I was just so overwhelmed with emotion. Again, A Piece of My Heart coming up Friday and Saturday. Again, a very timely production here, really focusing on the experiences of women during the Vietnam conflict. These six wonderful ladies that have joined us, Kaylee Wellman, Anna Lee Huebner.
Yep.
Emma Claire Turner, Lexi Eubanks, Amelia Lowry, and Viviana Baldwin. I feel like if I'm able to make it to the show, I just need to hold up a sign and go, "Go, Viviana!" And then just in small print, "Didn't forget this time." Again, tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and then free veterans receive 2 free tickets for this very powerful show. Again, as we mentioned, really detailing the experiences both before, during, and after the Vietnam conflict of these six women. So make sure you come and check this out. It's going to be a great production in only 4 weeks
yes.
to put it together.
Yes. It's yes. 4 weeks.
I recognize that face. It's just like, yes.
It's a lot. Actually, if you really want to get technical, these women have been, and students have been working for about three, because this week is Tech Week. So your acting and blocking and memorization has to be done. So in 3 weeks, they have put a phenomenal show together. So,
well, you need to come see this phenomenal show. Again, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. there at Emporia High School. Again, thank you to all of our wonderful guests here representing Emporia High Theater. Of course, Amanda Ballard, the director of Emporia High Theater. Always great to have you in
thank
the studio.
You.
Always great to get to talk with you.
Yes, so, it's good to see you.
And not be in trouble for it for once. So. No, I'm kidding. But we do appreciate it and can't wait to see how the show goes.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's going to wrap up the Talk of Emporia this Tuesday morning. Again, make sure you stay tuned, though. We do have the 12 o'clock block of news and information coming up here shortly with Chuck Samples from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. You are listening to KVOE. We are live and local.